Anyway, first job out of college, really boring, and me and my mates were just downing coffee like mad.
I don't think you told this story.
Yeah, no.
We've talked about that you don't drink coffee, but I don't think you've given the reason. Yeah.
So one day I went to the toilet at work having had about 10 cups of coffee, and I felt like my brain was going to explode out of my head. And sitting on the toilet right there, I said, right, no more coffee.
Oh, cold turkey, huh?
What?
Yeah.
And this was however many, 20, 30 years ago? 40?
32 years ago.
And you've not had any coffee since?
Nope.
You're a resolute man. When you make a decision, you stick with it.
When you're sitting on the toilet and you feel like your head's about to blow off the top of your head.
Couldn't have been that bad.
Fucking
coffee?
Was. Yeah, it was.
Like you were having like a panic attack?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm 24 years old and I'm getting palpitations like a middle-aged man about to have a heart attack. No siree, Bob.
So no stimulants for you? You don't take any no-dose pills or...
Nope. I told you.
Amphetamines.
But my life is a constant battle to stay on an even mental keel.
Yeah. And introducing, well, everybody's is.
Well, why introduce chemicals into the mix then?
Some people need chemicals because
they
have...
They
you ready?
Don't.
A chemical imbalance.
No, they haven't. If you're going to take drugs, just say, I take drugs to look cool. And just fucking do it.
Just to look cool.
Who takes drugs to look cool?
I don't think that's true. I think like, well, maybe like, as a kid,
yeah,
maybe
teenagers,
it's part of,
yeah.
But like,
own it, as you Americans.
But maybe that's not what they're trying to own. Maybe that's not the truth for them.
I don't think anybody wants to be on drugs. Everyone wants to feel what you're searching for, that even keel. But
can you add the glasses over? You've got Bill has done two pairs of glasses. Can you add this to the?
Can you stop coughing everywhere?
Went down the wrong pipe.
Is GERD contagious? Is it GERP? GERD?
It's GERP.
GERD.
GERP. Is it
GERD.
Contagious?
It's not contagious.
Maybe pass it through the microphone.
All right. How are you doing with your... I was with some listeners the other night.
Oh.
Yeah. And all they want to talk about and they want to know more about is your weight loss journey. The audience is compelled to know what's going on. It's been a couple weeks. Since I saw you last?
It's just manic right now. I mean, I'm swinging 3 or 4 pounds in a day.
Really?
Yeah, it's
well, they
mental.
Say you should only weigh yourself in the morning when you wake up.
My missus said you should only weigh yourself once a week, otherwise you're torturing yourself, and it's true.
So you're just, every time you go to the bathroom, you're getting
on
the scale to
true.
See like if it changed. What are you, nuts? You're like,
obsessive.
Like a...
Because I like to achieve. I'm
narcissist. Narcissist.
No, I'm not narcissism. I know I'm an ugly old bastard and my modeling days are over. I'm achievement obsessed.
Yeah.
I have to be achieving.
Achieving something.
Yeah.
Even if it's modest success.
Yep.
Right? Like even if it's just completing your checklist for the day.
Yep. And so, you know, achieving this weight loss is a big thing for me and therefore I'm going to monitor it.
And you're going to achieve. I have no doubt, knowing you all these years, that whatever this goal is, whatever this number is, you're going to achieve that goal.
I don't know.
Because you're so achievement obsessed. What are you eating? You said you ate a hot dog today. I don't know any diet that calls for hot dog.
It's my one a week. You can't set impossible standards. You gotta set achievability.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you allow yourself to indulge in your indulgences of a Juul $1 hot dog?
This was a wiener, not a wiener.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Red Hot.
You left her. Oh, yeah, okay.
Earlier today?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were open this early.
So you were here and then you ran over to Red Hot's?
Yep.
Did you offer to get him anything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You did. He's a generous guy.
He demurred.
I demurred.
Demurred?
Yep. I'm a demurrer.
You made the healthy choice.
Yeah.
To not eat a hot dog. Now, I was in the thrift this morning.
Ooh.
Picked up a new Hootie and the Blowfish CD for my car.
Oh, really?
It on the way over. It was excellent. The original album.
What was it?
They're going to be at the Smokeout this summer.
God, they were shite. You really
I didn't like
them
then. No, but like, you know, you couldn't help but hear it all the time. And I'd be like, that sucks. But, you know, I secretly liked it.
Hootie, Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
That was dark times.
Yeah. Yeah, if you liked them then, yeah, you were a piece of shit. But now I feel like it's okay.
Hootie and the Blowfish was forced on me when I was a kid, and I rejected it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the music to begin with. And
you did. Everybody
no,
likes
I,
it.
I did not.
You just can't admit that
no,
you like it.
No, I didn't like the
those
sound.
Those are great songs.
I wasn't a fan. And I think I wanted Offspring, an Offspring CD for my birthday.
Yeah, because Offspring's cool.
Yeah, and I was given Hootie and the Blowfish instead. And
I had a similar experience where I really wanted Bon Jovi Slippery When Wet.
Mm. Yeah, that's
my
a good one.
Grandma bought me a Spandau Ballet album.
Oh, that explains a lot.
What is that?
You know. So I went to the thrift and I was looking for a thermos for the hot dog game. We got to plan the hot dog game. I got to find the right plastic thermos. They won't allow a metal thermos in there.
Really?
So we can bring the hot dogs and do the hot dogs.
Well, most thermi.
Might have to bring him,
glass
too.
Glass and plastic.
To document it. What? Glass and plastic? Yeah.
That's what a thermos is made of.
Well, the ones from the 80s and 70s, but like the ones now are all stainless steel.
If you're going to do it right, you better get a tartan one.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Those are great, yeah. You know what a tartan one is?
No.
Tartan, tartan fabric. Tartan, what do you call it? Like
pattern.
Yeah, pattern. Pattern. That's like a...
It's what Scottish people dress in.
It's like Scottish Burberry.
Tartan and farting at the Cubs.
Yeah,
game.
Like a kilt is tartan. Yeah. And you'll hopefully indulge in a hot dog that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All
right. Time it around, the once a week.
Yeah. So is it always on Monday you have this hot dog?
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
I'm off.
Generally, yeah, because I get here early.
And it's Wednesday that you set...
I keep forgetting to bring a cheese sandwich. That's the issue.
That's what you really want.
Cheese sandwich is not healthy. You may be losing weight here with this hot dog cheese sandwich diet, but it's not. You're not living healthfully. Healthily?
Yeah.
Healthfully
What's
or healthily.
What's wrong with a cheese sandwich? Bread and cheese.
I'm sure it's shit white bread and again,
no.
Land O'Lakes
whole grain,
white or orange.
Whole grain bread and, I don't know, extra sharp cheddar, whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, there's no nutrients in there at all.
Probably not, no.
Are you feeling better? Having lost, now last time we were, a couple weeks ago, you were down 10, wasn't he? 7 or 10?
Yeah, I think it was around 10.
10.
10, yeah.
We're 2 weeks later. I don't want to put you on the spot, and you know, maybe you don't want to reveal this, but what's the number now? What are you down?
Somewhere around the 13 mark.
That's excellent.
Do you feel like you have more energy?
It's harder to lose it the longer the time goes on.
With the more bike riding that you do?
Yeah, it's definitely better. I mean, I'm kicking myself for not getting fit last year.
Well, who cares? Yeah. I'm doing it now.
No time like the present.
Yeah.
No, but then my knee got all jeffed up.
Yeah.
And it made it
harder. How's that feeling?
That's better.
Better because you think you're down weight a little?
No, because I'm doing like 5 miles of bike every
day.
Yeah,
it's loosening
it up.
And
then the exercise stuff.
So you're generally feeling better, but you won't allow yourself to feel good because as soon as you start feeling good, something feels wrong and you have to implode that and say, I'm mad I didn't do it last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just turned my Siri on.
I did?
Yeah.
Really? What did I say?
Implode. That's a weird way to do it.
Yeah.
Why would I turn Siri on?
Well, you're looking. I didn't really get a look at you because you were sitting down, but you're looking well. Your color is better.
Stand up and give us
better.
A twirl.
Your hair is the same, though. That's not changing, despite the weight loss. But I don't see you gimping around.
No.
Either. Like,
I don't think you can say that.
Gimping?
Yeah.
Gimping stopped.
I have to bleep that out.
Why? Gimping means what?
I don't know. It just
a
feels...
Gimp. He walks with a gimp.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Why? Because of the Pulp Fiction, the gimp? Gimping is limping.
Did they ever reveal who the gimp was?
Oh, I don't know.
You mean
that was a mystery.
The actor or the... like in the movie they don't, but do you mean the actor?
Yeah, like
I'd be
who
curious.
Is
yeah,
that?
Right. I've never thought of that. I wonder who it is.
I bet it's someone famous.
Right.
Like, you know, that... is a Tarantino fan and
yeah.
It's like a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably Edward Norton.
Gimplore.
Yeah. Gimplore.
For years, I just mentally blanked that Eric Stoltz was the drug dealer. Just never...
He was.
It never fused into my brain.
What do you mean? He was?
Yeah, he was, but I'm saying...
And you forgot it?
If you just said to me, you know, who is the drug dealer and thing, I would have gone, oh, I know he's sort of reddish.
Yeah, I think we talked about this because remember I said he looks like Stoltz, and you like, and then it came up that he was the drug dealer. He kind of looks like Stoltz, but listeners all want to know what you guys look like too. And I'm like,
who are the two women in the drug dealer's den? Gone on the spot.
Roseanne Arquette.
Yeah, is one.
Oh, fuck, but I can't believe I knew that.
The second one is the harder one.
Lita Ford?
Nope. She was one of the backing singers in The Suzanne Commitments.
Suzanne Hoffs? Oh, no, The Commitments?
The Commitments. Fuck, which I is don't a know. Weird one.
Yeah, that about the Irish singing troupe?
Yeah.
You know?
No, The Cranberries?
Oh, is it Dolores O'Riordan? No.
No, I don't know what her name is. I just know she was... I was like, hey, that's the backing singer from The Commitments. Because no one was famous in The Commitments.
Oh, so I wouldn't... Nobody would know who the fuck this
was. No, but you could have gone, it was the woman from The Commitments.
I don't sit around reading IMDb trivia all day like you. I got a job. You know, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Around the house.
You have a full life.
So I do. Go to IHaveAFullLife.com for more information about having a full life and how you can have a full life. I do speaking engagements, assemblies.
What is it? Have a full life? Is it like
I'm like a motivational speaker.
Flipping people off or something? Is it a joke? I'm assuming it's a joke.
I have a full life?
Yeah.
Well, the origin of it is I hang out with some guys, some younger fellas. You know, I like to hang out with the younger men. It keeps me young.
Yeah, I heard that about you.
Yeah. Frequent where the younger men are, and I spend time with them.
You know, you caught me when I'm trying to load the drum roll sound effect.
What did he say?
Perfect timing for a rim shot.
What did he say? I ignored him. He's always trying to interrupt.
Can rewind the tapes. Wow, these tags just come right off, huh?
Yeah.
Did you
What did he say?
No, you can listen to the tape.
Or whatever.
Do you know what happens if you type Bill's Wiffle Ball Camp into Google? Do you know what you forget?
What you forget?
What you get.
Adult films?
Nope. I told you. Well, I just told you yesterday.
Yeah.
I should know this.
You get an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Right? But it's got nothing to do with you. It's a Wiffle Ball team related to the Buffalo Bills.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first search thing?
Yep.
That's fucked.
This soundboard doesn't have a drum roll sound effect.
Drum roll or rim shot?
Drum roll. I wanted a drum roll for...
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you want me to finish the story?
Yeah.
You asked me about the full life.
Yeah.
And you interrupted me and then...
Yeah, well, it got boring.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you ask?
Didn't know it was going to get boring.
I have a full life is what I say a lot of times, because when I hang around the young men and ask them what they're doing, they don't always tell me what their plans are. You know, I want to hang out with them on the weekend, then I find out afterwards that they were out
they're
having
not
a good time. They don't call me.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you what club they're going to in case you turn up and totally ruin the vibe.
Yeah, I guess.
They're all standing there with popped collars and designer brands trying to score some Linkin Park Trixie, and then granddad turns up.
Yeah, but they'll invite me to some stuff, like if it's like a dinner or whatever, and I think they want me to pick up the check, you know. Anyway, and so I'll find out, and they'll be talking about it. Like, yeah, what? You guys were out? Nobody told me. And they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't know. Yeah. And I'll say, it's all right. I got a full life. I have a full life. And I got a wife and kids, and I got a full life.
So what's the website?
IHaveAFullLife.com.
What is it? What's on it?
It's just, right now, nothing. There's nothing on it.
It's just, please tell me at least there's a placeholder picture of you flipping the camera off or something.
I haven't even gotten to that yet.
It's not
supposed to be
blank.
A picture of my friend Big Pat.
Wait,
in a tank top.
IHaveAFullLife.com?
Yeah. That's my website.
You should auction that. I bet someone...
Who the fuck would want that? I think other people go around saying I have a
somebody
full life.
Somebody with a full life.
Do other people say they have a full life?
They might make that claim.
As a joke, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I wanted...
Is it just a blank website right now? Does it say this page intentionally left
probably,
blank?
Probably, I guess. The listeners out there are probably all typing away right now.
I'm going to go to it right now.
Can you redirect
I
to
own
the
it,
Lincoln Lodge?
Sure. Want me to redirect?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to book me, though.
That's not happening.
I need a big marquee booking.
Hit the open mics.
Do you think
this just goes to GoDaddy. I have a full life.com.
Well,
right?
I bought it through GoDaddy.
So it's just a park domain, they call it.
Yeah, I got to get something on there, but I'm going to be doing
it's parked.
Motivational speaking about how you can have a full
life. It's parked free.
I used to have shikhahahago.com.
Oh yeah.
And for 5 years it was just a picture of an old postcard that I had. And then eventually I was like, yeah, I'm not paying for this anymore.
They're pretty cheap to have, though.
Yeah, they are. Now,
we're getting more expensive. All right. Well, what are we here for today? Here to for.
I mean, we should be hyping this up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, is this best of?
No. Yeah.
Oh, this is best of
and worst of.
Wait, I thought we're doing the other one, and then we're going to do best of.
No, it makes no sense.
Oh, this is best of?
How would we know what the other one is yet?
Exactly. Wait, no, but the other one, isn't the other one included in this best of?
No.
Oh, okay,
no.
Okay, forget it. Oh, this is good for best of. This is like in memoriam.
Mm-hmm.
excellent work. He's been doing excellent work. I'd even go so far as to say employee of the month.
Put my face on the wall.
You should have employee of the month here, by the way, out there.
.com.
Wouldn't you just change that scandal on him? Borky. You should.
We had
employee of the month.
I had a little picture frame up behind the bar and I would rotate for a while.
Employee of the month?
Yeah. It just got old after a while. It would be Jarrell and then Jordan and then whoever I had a picture of that.
A podcast that employee of the month.
Yeah.
All right.
This is
that
it.
That was awesome.
All
go down the rostrum and let everybody know who we're choosing from.
It's a long list.
First of all, our
season two is ridiculous.
It's awesome.
Our season two, it's
like Twin Peaks of Return.
Season one, what do we have, like 8 episodes, and then season two is like 37?
Yep.
And we also didn't even do a recap of the first season.
We did.
Until 12 episodes
later. Yeah, season two.
Yeah. We were like 4 months into season two.
It's all right.
Because when I looked on the spreadsheet, I was like, oh, that's weird. We did, it started way later than I thought. And then I fucking looked it up and I was like, no, we did the recap of season one 12 weeks after the bastard finished.
Yeah, no, we're good at this. We're really good.
Well, we don't set parameters.
We don't limit ourselves. We're not like other podcasts that have to live within these boundaries.
Yeah. We're not delivering.
We take a lot of artistic license and that's what our listeners look for from us.
Yeah. They just never know what they're going to get.
No. It's very unpredictable.
Next season could be 2 episodes.
Yeah. We're breaking down walls.
We have a falling out, you know, that's going to be it.
Ooh, that would be juicy. Yeah.
Season 3 ended after 2 episodes.
But then season 4, the reunion tour.
Yep. All right, well, let's just so people know who we're choosing from, do you want to read them or do you want
me to read them in
2 seconds.
We're not going to read the whole list.
Yes.
This is a lot of names.
Quickly.
To be honest, I couldn't remember who half of them are.
Really?
Yeah, no clue.
Were you?
I had to look them
were
up.
Were you one of the 3 Ring Circus by this point?
One of the 3 Ring Circus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was. Okay. Yeah. Joe Pera, Sarah Silverman, Bo Burnham, Nikki Glaser, Randy Feltface, Eliza Schlesinger, Caleb Heron, Andrew Santino, Doug Stanhope, Michael Che, Ian Edwards, Anthony Jeselnik, Sam Kinison, Joan Rivers, Rodney Dangerfield, Leanne Morgan, Rory Scovel, John Mulaney, Marcelo Hernandez, Shane Gillis, Zach Galifianakis, Dr. Dirty John Valby, Josie Long, Mitch Hedberg, Norm MacDonald, Todd Barry, Bill Burr, Ari Schaefer, Whitney Cummings, Jerry Seinfeld, Steph Tolev, Megan Gailey, Zarna Garg, Patton Oswalt, Miss Pat, Richard Pryor, Kumail Nanjiani, Dina Hashem, and the great Stephen Lynch. I read those
quite a graduation list. Yeah.
It's
Ms. Pat.
Oh, Ms.
You guys
both.
You guys say Miss all the time.
Ms. Then it should be M-I-Z. If it's you're really gonna say
M-S.
It would be
M-S period is Ms.
Ms.
Yeah, Ms. Not Miss. Miss.
Ms. All right.
Miss has 2 S's. All
right.
So how are we gonna get in? Same thing as season one, right? We present our top 3, then we come to a consensus of who the winner is.
Yep. And then we do the bottom 3, the bottom feeders, the worst.
Yep.
Then we come to a consensus of who the absolute worst comedian of season 2 was.
Yep.
Oh. I don't think we're going to be in agreement on that. Maybe we will.
Who knows? Last time, I don't remember, and I didn't bother to listen, but I think we matched up on some of them.
Yeah, there was not a lot. There was not a lot of
debate?
Back and forth.
No, I'm hoping for more arguing this time.
Yeah. I also added, in addition to the top 3, an honorable mention. If you were struggling and you want to give an honorable mention, maybe you will.
I got my honorables. Yeah.
Oh, I can do. I have an honorable. Yeah. I got one in mind.
I think the last time we did this, Christian, you didn't even like know who we had done. And you just sat there and just whoever popped in your head, you just said it.
Oh, is that right?
Is that right?
Is that what you gathered by going back and listening to the episode again?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, yeah. Is that how
you were just like shooting from the hip today? Are you prepared for this?
No, not at all.
You've not chosen your top three yet?
I don't even know who we covered. You just read the list. I already forgot.
Okay. Well, you'll come up with something. We know that.
Say them all again.
Say them all again?
No.
My top three are the top three on that list.
Yeah. The first three?
Yep.
Paris, Silverman, Burnham.
Yep. My favorite.
But I thought we should guess who each person likes that will be on it. And you can just say yes or no. No?
All right.
Or no?
No.
Because then it reveals.
It's kind of pointless. It's a piece of piss.
All right. Don't do that. Okay. Who wants to go first?
We can if you want.
Nah.
No, because then you'll call me a fascist.
Yeah, because then it just takes. Then it spoils the surprise.
All right.
So are we doing 3-2-1, like one being the best?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who wants to go first with their number three? Best or worst?
Best.
Three best and then three worst.
Right.
Yep.
So we're going to pick the third to the best.
Bronze, silver, gold.
Okay.
So are we going to all do our bronze, all do our silver?
Do we just say them and then go and then we'll talk? Or do we say them and say why or whatever?
Let's do a round of bronze, a round of silver, a round of gold.
All right. But we're not going to talk about why.
No.
We're just going to do
we'll do
that at the end when they're all
afterward.
Out there.
Okay. Afterward. Well, I think we should talk about why when we come to a consensus of who our favorites was.
Yeah, yeah.
Who our favorite collective is.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea.
Bronze.
And in third place for best comedian of season 2, Norm Macdonald in his 1987-92 special, half-hour comedy, our one-night stand.
My bronze, John Mulaney, for whichever one that was.
That was Runaway Boy.
That was Comeback Kid.
Comeback Kid.
Yep. My bronze is Randy Feltface.
Ooh, Randy making it onto the, what do you call it?
Winner's Circle.
Winner's Circle?
Yep, one for the art house.
Onto the podium.
Silver.
My silver winner is John Mulaney, the Comeback Kid.
Ooh, Mulaney's already showing up big.
Do some cheering on the thing.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can mix them together.
Probably not.
You got DJ app?
All right. Silver for me.
That's no good.
And this is a controversial one, I feel already. Whitney Cummings.
Oh, what?
Can I touch it?
Out of all these comedians? Oh, my God. That's
just. We're not getting into it.
That's.
Yes.
No.
We already have one match here. My silver is also John Mulaney in Comeback Kid.
John Mulaney made the podium in all three.
Yes, that's right.
He showed or finished.
Yep.
All right.
Gold.
And
can I sing "You Are Gold"?
I don't know that song.
You can if you want. Yeah.
Is that a British song?
Always believe in your asshole.
I don't know.
You
that
have
song.
The power to know.
What's
you're
that from?
Indestructible. Spandau Ballet.
Oh, from, yeah. Well, good callback. You're right. Tone deaf, so I couldn't pick up the tune.
Gold.
Because of your tone. Like, it's like
they play it at every Olympics.
You weren't just tone deaf. You almost sang that like you were deaf.
All right.
And you never heard words.
Restart. Go.
Gold. And our gold winner and best comedian of 2025. I don't remember the name of the special, but it was Caleb Heron.
I would have expected that, but... Just, I'll take your Caleb Heron and raise you to Zach Galifianakis.
Ooh. Wow.
All right. Yeah, my gold 20 of season 2 is Jerry Seinfeld. I'm telling you for the last time.
Man. Oh, wow. I should have written these down.
We're all over the shop.
Yeah.
All right.
Over the shop.
Ball ache. Where's my pen?
It's weird that I'm the only one that had a woman placing anywhere in the top three, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's weird.
You like it?
You're allowed
to
do that.
Where's my pen, eh?
Like the pasta? You want this one over here?
Yeah, give me one.
Ooh, look at this one. It has writing on the side of it.
I had a nice pen.
Hey, this is a good one.
I got one as well.
All right, let's say them again now because I was so excited that I couldn't remember them all. All right, Mark,
my
bronze.
Bronze, Mulaney, silver, Cummings, gold, Galif.
Cummings. I wonder if it's Cummings or it's Cummings. And Galifianakis. And one more time for you, Chris.
Bronze, Feltface.
Felt.
Silver, Mulaney. Gold, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. All right. And mine were Norm, Mulaney, and Caleb Heron.
And how many honorables did we get? We said one or two.
I only did one. I mean, we could talk about some of the other guys and why they didn't make the list and if you want. But my honorable mention was just outside the podium, Zach Galifianakis.
If we got one honorable, mine's going to Burnham.
Bo Burnham?
Wow.
Ugh.
All right. Yeah, my honorable would be Norm MacDonald.
Oh, thank you very much. Validating my pick.
You worked hard.
Now, let's do that real quick if we can. Who had the most picks of favorite comedians? Meaning, like, whoever chose the special, they landed on the most top three list.
Top
can
three.
You bring up the...
Did I choose Mulaney? I think I did. Norm, no. I definitely chose.
I thought you chose Mulaney.
Yeah, I chose Mulaney.
You did?
Yep.
Fuck.
It's one of my favorites.
I definitely chose Norm. I didn't choose Burnham. Did I choose Burnham? Or you did?
Burnham. No. Let me see. I got the list in front of me.
I think he chose the most.
Yeah, I picked Burnham for sure.
But was he choosing all of them at this
at
point?
At some point.
Yeah, we
took
away.
So I feel like it's going to be skewed in my direction.
Okay, well, forget that.
Yeah, I had a streak of, I mean, I can see in front of me here, like more than a dozen in a row.
Yeah.
Who chose Galifianakis? Was that me? You? Okay, well, fuck it then. Next time we'll do
Frick
that.
Frick it.
My only choice was Cummings.
Ugh, and he's on your list.
Yep.
Okay. We're not doing worst of until we do all these best of, right? Okay. Well, Mulaney makes all of our lists. Let's talk about him first, right? Don't forget, how about this?
How did Mulaney not gold on everyone when he is our current reigning
best
ever?
It's an anomaly.
Well, you get to, you know, you have time to think about that, and you've seen more since then. Not that I don't think anyone we saw after him usurped his place on the list, but I've changed my opinion.
I know
it.
Why. Because Mulaney was judged by all of us as the reigning... All of us agreed that it was the best one so far, whereas I don't think we agreed unanimously that that was the best one so far. It might have been 2/3 of us, but not unanimous.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he's the unanimous gold then, season two. There's no...
Because he wasn't number one on anybody's list, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, does it? This is consensus.
Right. Yeah, he is. Consensus pick. He has not been unseated. So much enjoy that, and I'm so looking forward to Saturday night seeing John Mulaney for the first time ever at Wrigley Field.
Oh God!
Oh, that's Saturday.
Yeah,
it's another one of those bloody annoying Wrigley Field live show rooms. Yeah, then. Like
well, he's just doing one.
No, but there'll be three or four.
They're out of town. Yeah, because but I was meditating yesterday, and then I turned on my phone afterwards, and. Now on sale, John Mulaney batting practice at the. I know you don't want to hear about the Den. He did a bat. He's doing a batting practice show at the Den.
Bastard.
And it sold out like immediately. Was he? Is he a lodge guy though?
I mean, I've got footage of him at the lodge.
Yeah. Fucking, he should be in here.
Well, don't even start me.
Well, listen, you don't have to worry about me. When I make it, I'm gonna do is talk about the lodge.
Don't even start me.
We've got broken lights in the podcast studio. He's not coming here.
And that thing's falling down. All right. Well, listen, we don't need to go over why we love John Mulaney again, but geez, this guy is on top of the comedy world, right? Doing the first ever comedy show at Wrigley Field. I'm sure they've had outdoor comedy shows at big stadiums, right?
Oh, yeah. Other comedians? Fenway Park, I know, does it because Bill Burr was there.
He did Fenway Park.
Yeah, and I've seen Bill Burr and Nate Craig at Red Rocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Nate Craig's pretty big?
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, shit. He sent me a text the other day.
Yeah, what does he want?
He wants to get his tickets on sale early because he's... blowing up viral right now
for here.
Yeah,
see, there's a comedian that's made it big that you know
knows his
recognizes
roots.
His roots and his the role the lodge plays
has a
in
sense
lodge.
Of loyalty.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't respond to the text.
And you haven't responded?
No.
Well, he knows.
I will do
respond.
Later.
Yeah. But could this guy be any hotter right now, John Mulaney? Sober. Big time selling
out
stadiums.
This is the hottest he's ever been?
I'd say it's the hottest he's ever been.
I haven't heard any of his material in a very long time.
Has he tried to transfer to film yet? like
not Burr. Really. Right?
Burr's had a crack at it now. Yeah. And not made it stick.
Film or telly? No telly to speak of either. Like sitcom for John Mulaney. Well,
I mean, he must be so minted. He doesn't need the money. He just needs the challenge.
Yeah, yeah. I always wonder these guys that make so much money. How much more money can they make? Like Taylor Swift with this wedding, and then like she's gonna make more money off of that.
Yeah.
Come on, how much you have more money than you can spend in 50 lifetimes.
Yep.
What the fuck are you going to do with it all?
Yep.
Anyway. All right, John Mulaney makes the list. We'll talk about some of the other picks on the list that and why you put him in the top three. Do you want to, first of all, I don't know why you didn't put Norman. We love Mulaney. If you don't recognize Norm Macdonald as one of the great comedians or the greatest specials out of these 40 specials, then I don't feel like you know comedy. Like, how can you not look at that and say this isn't the best comedy there is? I'm talking to you.
It just didn't nail me to the cross. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, Christian and I, we know comedy, and we were able to recognize that.
So was he? Norm wasn't in one of your top
three. No, yes. He was my honorable mention.
Oh, I thought he was your top three.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not honorable mention.
There's only one name that's
on all lists, Mulaney.
Is there a name that's on two?
No, I had Galifianakis is honorable mention too.
Yeah. Yeah. So no one, there's no two.
No.
Nope.
So we can't arrive at a second. Well, it doesn't matter. We've got the one.
Yeah. All right. I thought about Randy Feldface. He was probably in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. But time away from the special, that seems like years ago for Randy Feldface.
It does. Yeah. The Joe Parra one seems like.
Yeah. I couldn't believe Joe Parra was in season two.
I did struggle a bit with saying, oh, I'm going to gravitate towards the more recent ones because they're in your head.
Yeah. So did we on these lists? I guess Mulaney was a while ago. Mulaney was.
And you know, it also it depends on each of us are probably coming at these lists differently with different reasons for our picks. Like, for instance, my pick for Randy Feldface was because it was something different I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't because I thought it was the funniest special out of season two. It was one of the ones that made an impact.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no rubric for how we rated these.
Right.
I mean, maybe there needs to be, but like we looked at Richard Pryor. I don't think there should be.
No. I think that's the spice of it, you know?
So we all have different
reasons for our picks, and then we get to
discuss
it for the masses.
There's no point in arguing the toss about who was second and third because we're all over the place.
No, but I want to know why. God, tell me why you would even put Whitney Cummings in the top 20.
What?
Yeah. Whitney Cummings. I don't remember him being so in love with her act when we reviewed it. Did you hide that away for
this
special?
Which one was she? Was she the one with the sex robot?
She's the one with the sex robot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I said at the time it was very smart, intelligent material, and it had a twist at the end and everything, and it was a cut above.
It was a cut above?
Yeah.
But it wasn't funny. Are you just talking about the robot being like...
No, it was funny.
The ingenuity of that? It was? You laughed?
Yeah. No,
I don't remember that. I think you're just pushing my buttons by putting her in there.
No, again, this is why we all have our own reasons.
I don't really think you like Whitney Cummings. I don't know. You can't. Maybe you're attracted to her on some level. Is it because she, arouses you?
Is that the case?
You like to bait me into talking about your attraction to women. Are you just hot for Whitney Cummings? She's
attractive.
All purposes, a good looking woman. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Because I don't think she's funny. And I know your sense of humor. She's not Maria Bamford kind of funny. She's not that kind of left field, like this is art. It's just... right down the middle,
blonde woman. You're not thinking
playing
about
up her sexuality.
You need to go back and watch that again.
Remember, we talked about identity comedy for that episode, or lots of episodes, and we identified her as an identity comic. She did the same act the whole time about what was it about? It was about her sex appeal. Yeah. About
had a theme, but she's not an identity.
Oh, an
identity comic is like, hey, I'm an Italian. That's fucking
hers
identity.
Was about sex.
Sex isn't an identity; it's a topic.
Yeah, or men. Like it was all about men and why they're shitty and don't like her, or don't appreciate her, and she's hot. And
why are you rolling your shoulders?
I don't know.
You've got tits.
I don't know.
I like it. Yeah, I think it's working
it's
for
weird.
You.
It's weird.
It is weird. I don't know. It's just started doing it.
I don't mean to grill you here, but I just don't, you know, you being the connoisseur of comedy that you are, you run this program here for many years, you know real talent. I'm not, and I remember during the special, I didn't say she's not talented. She's a good comedian, but there is no new ground being broken there other than the robot at the end, which was a cool thing. Her comedy is not like the other types of comedy that you like. A Maria Bamford. Who's the guy we like? The British guy, Stuart Lee. Right? Like none of the
Stuart Little.
This is just ho hum, middle of the road American comedy.
Nope.
Okay, that's your in depth analysis.
That's my witty retort.
It looks like since there's a common thread with Mulaney, then that is the comic that we can all agree on as maybe the best of season two.
Yeah,
Once again, winning another award.
Well, but I want to know why some of these people were chosen.
Yep. All right. I can tell you exactly why mine. Seinfeld's always been my favorite. Mulaney's right beneath him. And Felt Face was something new.
Yeah,
it was two easy picks. And then the third one was, as I've already described, a movement pick.
Yeah. McDonald. You were just trying to...
Well, McDonald. I love Norm McDonald. But it wasn't something new. I wanted to have something different in there.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld. He's new. Yeah.
No, but I picked Seinfeld because he's my favorite. Mulaney because that's my second favorite.
So you just picked not based on the performance or the special necessarily, just who you liked.
Which
the most
specials
overall.
I enjoyed the most? Yeah.
Well, I would have picked Norm if it was just picking my favorite comedian. I'm evaluating these specials based on their ingenuity, their promise for the future, right? Not just picking out the great, you know, old timers and great assists. And Caleb Heron to me is the future of comedy. It is all the things you assail
just
me
be
for not being
bandying around this phrase "future of comedy."
Why?
Because I
it's trademarked.
That. Yeah, I have that.
Oh, you do?
Lodge.
That's your trademark. You have that trademark?
No, I don't have it trademarked.
Thefutureofcomedy.com.
But I have my the Lincoln Lodge paw prints are all over it.
It's parked. I didn't know that.
It's
parked.
It's a.
You got
it's
the website?
Did you see it on that banner in the basement?
Yeah, I know. Yep. There's a banner. So.
In fact, we got into it with some young upstart. When we started the Future of Comedy Festival 3 years ago, some young upstart said, "Hey, I've been using that as the name of a show." And I was like, "Well,
talk to my lawyer, Dan Kaufman."
Well, Sonny Jim, I've been using that for over 15 goddamn years. So, whistle Dixie,
kick rocks, you hoser.
Yeah, but you got no claim to that future.
No, I haven't got claim to it.
No.
Neither do they. And if anything, they've got less because they didn't think of it 15 years ago.
What about the old one?
The future is now.
Fresh mugs of comedy.
Whoever used that?
You did with the Chicago Comedy Fest.
We started... No, I've never used that.
Fresh mugs!
We started off with the Lincoln Lodge, "You'll like the variety." That was our first tagline.
I don't get it. Is it something that I'm missing?
"You'll like the variety."
What? That's awful.
"You'll like the variety."
What am I missing here?
I don't know.
You'll like the variety, meaning like we have a variety show? You'll like the variety?
Yeah. You'll like what you're seeing. You'll like it chops
That's
and
weak.
Changes.
You know it. Now what? It's future of comedy?
Now it's the future of comedy.
So you don't have old comedians in here that aren't the future of comedy.
You could still be old and be the future.
Yeah.
Speaking of the future, my sister just texted me, all caps, "Lincoln Lodge bathroom signs." So, yeah. So she says she's going to have them shipped by the 31st of this month. She's set a deadline.
Promises, promises.
Yes.
What's this about now?
My
New
sister does
signs?
Wood burning. Do you know the sign that's behind the bar up there that says "no bits at the bar"?
Yeah.
She made that.
That's
she's
cool.
got a little wood burning business that she has formed herself. And she's been commissioned. Mark asked her, well, through me a long time ago, to make some bathroom signs. And, you know, she's very busy.
What are they going to say, the signs? Lads and glasses?
Yeah, I think we came up with an idea. Didn't we have... She'd sent me a prototype. It's basically like a hand pointing this way.
Oh, like old-timey, like... That like this way,
like the
gents this way,
like the Kimball stop, you know, the Brown Line stop downtown. How they have the old signs,
they do?
Yeah, saying directing you where to go with hands pointing this
That's
way
cool.
and that way.
Additional women's, additional men.
Yeah,
that's too much writing. How
should,
about gals? Can we switch?
Yeah,
to gals?
We should have something unique.
Yeah, gals and lads or lads.
Gals and gents.
Oh, that's always
gents.
Lame.
Yep, that is lame.
What, gals?
We can do better than that.
Oh, because you don't want to run afoul of, you know, you should just say bathroom.
No, I just, they're lame. What's, when some people do that, it's like when you go
Baloo
in a pub and it's like.
Can you still say birds?
Hombres and yeah. Chiquitas or whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of lame. You're right. But something, maybe, you know, something to your British, you know, roots.
Dicks like, and fannies.
The lab.
No, because then you can't say genitals, then you really get in trouble. Yeah.
Well, for the two bathrooms specifically, you can.
What about if we just have a sign that not. Says, if you identify as this, then go
yeah.
to this.
Yeah.
With a picture of a penis?
It'll be the size of the entire wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you identify as this. Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to think of what word-burning things she.
Hang on.
Make
what was your other thing? Caleb Heron.
Caleb Heron is the future of comedy. Listen, I think he's the best and brightest working today.
And then who's the other one?
John Mulaney, Norm Macdonald.
Yeah. Hell yeah! So you really went. Zach Galifianakis. Yeah.
All right. Well, I put you on the spot about the Cummings. You picked.
I had Caleb Heron on my short list honorable mentions.
You did. You didn't make it though.
Didn't make it.
You have Bo Burnham on your. We all hated that. I thought
I love that. I love
you
that
did.
One. Yeah. I don't remember what I thought
I
about
hated
it the second
it.
Time.
Hate
no, that. I said I really liked it because I'd been dreading it. I'd always pushed him off to the side as like, oh, he's just some college kid bullshit, and I really liked it.
Really?
Now that was innovative.
It was innovative, sure, but
innovative. We were just talking about this last night. Somebody was saying Kenya. I think it was Kenya. Yeah, Kenya was saying how she's been saying innovative just to piss her sister off.
She's been around him.
I love
nobody
the word.
I ever. Ever
I
heard
love
said
the
it.
Word innovative.
Yeah,
I fucking love it.
How about innovative?
Nah. In fact, I put that on all the ticket listings. The most innovative excitement. Innovative and
innovative.
Exciting comedy.
Innovative.
Put those two words on any given poster or flyer. You pack the house.
Exiting. Yeah? Innovative and exiting.
Yep.
Mm.
They'll put bombs on seats.
I asked her to call in and talk about the signs, but she said she's scared.
All right.
If you want to use a quote from me, you can in your marketing.
Destroy everything.
No. Whatever I say, then you can underneath you can put Bill O'Donnell, inventor of alternative comedy.
I thought Caleb Heron invented it.
No, he's carrying the torch, but I invented it.
Yeah,
that's Bridenstine. It's in the book. Me and Chet Loquacious.
Mark, do you have anything
just
you
telling
wanna,
you what it says?
Are you, do you have anything you want to say about your picks before we move on to the worst?
Yeah, I
want to
know why you picked.
I don't need.
Galifianakis number one.
I don't need
one.
To defend anything here. Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Cummings, you needed to defend.
Galifianakis,
the others you don't have to.
We all loved. We all said it was,
yeah, it was
started
great.
Off great and then became a train. And
it was great.
So it was 15 years overdue. Me watching it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
It's a guilt. Part of it is a guilt pick of never having watched it.
Yeah.
Did
you
know,
see him perform when he was at the Comedy Fest here?
No.
No?
I never saw anyone because I was running around like
him. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I struggled to really pick out a top three here because I got a list that had... My first list was Burnham, Heron, Stanhope.
Ugh.
The three I picked... Kamal and Dina Hashem, and then
you
I,
had Kamal in your top,
and then I kind of realized, like, hang on, this is I'm just picking stuff from recent.
Yeah, right. You're remembering what you liked recently.
It's like the BBC would always do the every 10 years or whatever they do like a best songs of the last 20 years, and like the top five would be literally still in the fucking charts.
Right, it's the last thing they heard.
Yeah, and you'd be like, what was the point of this?
Yeah.
So I struggled a bit.
We're not going to do it, but I'd like to. It'd be interesting to go down this list, just say to you, like, I'll say the name and then you say yes, no, like good or bad. Instead of like this ranking and the way we, you know, rated them on scales of whatever we did that week, you're like, pass, fail, yes, no. I'd like to.
Binary
choices.
Joe
Pera.
No binary. Go. I can't even remember what I thought of some of these. Isn't it in that? Excel sheet.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, the ratings.
Say what we thought.
I thought I was going to add that at one
point.
Maybe
we should start doing
that. I was going to put
it's
like
a good idea.
Green
yeah.
light.
Then you call
light.
People on their shit because right. I feel like he's switching his ratings.
Yeah, you're getting pissed. You're shaking.
Well,
like
because
a
these
leaf.
You can't You can't say one thing one week and then come back the next week and put them in your top.
I'm starting to sweat.
Go back and look. I gave Kumail 4 Nanjianis.
Yeah. If I was going to say a couple names, and you just say yes or no, okay? Meaning like pass-fail. Or do you want to say pass-fail?
Pass-fail.
Ian Edwards.
Pass, I think.
Rory Scovel.
Pass.
Shane Gillis.
Pass.
Mm. Dr. Dirty.
Fail.
Mitch Hedberg.
I think I failed it.
Because the special was a disaster. Yeah. Ari Shaffir.
Fail.
Miss Pat.
I think I was neutral.
Eliza Schlesinger.
Fail.
Nikki Glaser.
You do yours.
Everybody's tuning out of this podcast.
Yeah,
this
is why? This is so tedious.
I enjoyed this.
This is boring.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right, do one for you. Leanne Morgan.
I don't remember who that
do
is.
As many
what?
As you, do as many as you want because I'm going to cut this fucking
why?
Off.
People like to want to know the reviews.
Yeah, here's the clap so you know when to start again. Okay. All right, let's move on to the worst of for season two.
He just clicked me like a...
Can I just gainsay what
like
he said?
Like a film...
Wait, what?
You pointedly said people don't like the reviews and they turn off when they get to it.
Oh, when we talk about it. Not the actual review. Not the talk, yeah.
You guys going to fight?
No, just get on with it.
All right, let's just end the show. I don't know why I continue because I say things and you say they're going to be cut out. So
The best is tedious. The worst is the bit I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, the worst is the best part of this. Mm-hmm. Bill's mad.
So what should we do? We can't do gold, silver, bronze because that implies
greatness. Yeah, right. So what are the worst three medals?
I know what we can do.
What?
Fart is the third worst. Is like the
fart?
Fart.
Meaning fart?
Piss, shit, right?
Fart, piss, shit. Okay,
so,
great.
Like, if you farted in your trousers, sorry.
Fart.
You piss them, sorry. But if you shit
that's
them,
the worst possible situation.
Yeah, so fart, piss, shit.
Dane Cook would say situation.
We shouldn't really swear so much. I'm such a foul mouth. Got to
swear. Why shouldn't we swear so much?
Yeah, I don't want to say that stuff. I got a job outside of here. You know, my wife wants me to.
Well, just say FPS.
FPS. What does F stand? F is fart.
Wait, what's the worst one?
What's the
S is the worst.
S. You don't want to be in
the wrong order.
If you were to S your trousers, they're a write off. If you were to pee your trousers, you could wash them.
I'll go first with my F. My F.
And wait, now you guys shut me down earlier. This is compelling podcast stuff. You with the
I wouldn't
FPS.
Say so. That's why I'm moving on.
Yep.
Moving on. My F is Dr. John Volpe.
That's third.
Yeah. That's okay. Third to worst. Dr. John Volpe, whatever he called that performance.
I'm not going to say it because it's too crass. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh wait, I wanted to do
a
song. It's
a very ribald
okay,
title.
Tell
me the wait. Duck story.
Okay, I don't know what. All right, here we go. Walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand. No, it's your turn for F. Got any grapes?
You can play this shit and I can't talk. Ask you who you like. Fresh and it's all homemade. Fucking bullshit this show.
F.
F. Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad one.
All right, my F is Zarna Gaag.
Ooh, Zarna getting in there in the winner's circle.
All right, what are we up to now? F and then P. Yeah, my P is Hernandez. Carlos, was that his first name?
Marcelo.
Yeah. Marcelo
Hernandez. No,
that is my P.
My P, Andrew Santino. White Noise.
All right, my P also,
turn that shit off.
My P is also Hernandez.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes. Hey, all right.
Is Brett Goldstein not in this? Turn that shit off.
And then drum roll, please, for my...
I thought you were
going to
get the one.
People can't even hear over this duck song.
You want to hear the wah, wah, wah?
Yeah.
We'll save that for the end. Oh, fuck. All right, well, screw it. I hit the wrong button. What are we up to? FPS. Okay, my S is... I'll do it on the gong. Stephen Lynch.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Yeah. Piece of shit. Why are you looking at him?
I'm looking at the wall. Carry on.
I'm next.
Yep.
Mine is, I don't need a drum roll, piece of shit, Stephen Lynch.
All right.
Stephen Lynch is special. I'm a piece of shit.
So, oh, man, this is leading up now to some, this is a tense moment.
The last one we reviewed, that's why you're making the worst. Fair enough. Worst ever, Leanne Morgan.
No, this is like the Cummings thing. You're just gaslighting me.
And it's on the goddamn wall. So I'm looking at Christian McCann going, why is Leanne Morgan not his FPS?
Well, because I made this certificate before we did Stephen Lynch.
You hated Leanne Morgan?
I'd rather watch the Leanne Morgan special again than that Stephen Lynch special.
I'd rather watch anything than Stephen Lynch. I don't feel like you really... If you like Whitney Cummings, she's one step to the side of Leanne Morgan.
Break.
They're both identity comics. They're both middle of the road. You're just doing these picks to gaslight me.
I know why.
It's like
why.
Me picking Stuart Lee as the worst comedian.
We all know why you can't put Leanne Morgan in your top three.
I could have put her in my best.
We don't even have to talk about why.
I could have put her in my best. I didn't. I was just trying to fluff my wife, if that's what you're intimating.
No, I don't think that's what he's saying.
I think that's exactly what he's saying. No, I found her to be, I think I said, middle of the road. She would be in the middle of the pack here. She was, I think she did a nice job. We don't need to debate Leanne Morgan's act again, but you can't think she's fucking worse than Stephen Lynch or some of these other people.
At least Stephen Lynch knows how to play a guitar.
Good God. I thought he played piano. Didn't
Lynch
he?
Was in.
That was Volby.
Lynch was in my honorable, dishonorable mention.
He was?
Yeah.
He made the dishonorable mention. Mine, who was your honorable, dishonorable mention?
Zarna Garg.
Garg? Yeah, I left Zarna out of this.
Or Sam Kinison. I had him
really?
On my list too. Yeah, I hated that one.
Yeah. I put old Doug Stanhope in dishonorable mention.
Not to rattle my
cage.
No,
because I thought we went over it during the show. I thought that bit about the old
He's
man, Rocky Marciano, was offensive. If you look at all my comedians, Santino, Jeselnik, Lynch, and Stanhope, they're all mean white men. I don't think the world needs another mean white man. Apparently you disagree, but that's your choice.
Well, my dishonorable was a toss-up between Valby Lynch.
Valby Lynch. You see them as the same?
Mm-hmm.
Could be either one.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, keep that at the ready.
Yep.
All right, well, none of you chose Santino or Jeselnik. You like their acts?
I have Santino on my short list for dishonorable.
Santino? Which one was Santino?
Santino, red hair, ginger fella.
Yeah, I looked him up. I remember I hated that one too. That's definitely on a short list.
Very
That was awful.
Seeming.
That sucked so bad.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we've got we've got a toss-up, really, for worst, between Lynch and Hernandez.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so, let me think. Which one would I rather? I don't know.
See, Lynch is on my dishonorable, so I guess he shades it.
Yeah. So, is Hernandez on each of ours?
He's on ours, too.
Okay. But
he didn't
yours.
Pick him because he picked the special.
That's not why. I picked Andrew Santino, and he's on my list.
Yeah.
Did not mind Marcelo Hernandez. I don't think he's a good stand-up, but he's a nice kid. He's a nice personality. He's on the rise. So I'm not going to throw him on a worse list and do that to somebody. He's not mean like these other guys. If you're mean, you're getting on the worst list. You're a jerk.
Huh.
Put words in my mouth. Fucker.
So are we going to be able to come up with not unanimous,
Lynch.
But
Lynch.
Yeah, Lynch is taking
you're
the worst.
You're the one that needs to be convinced. Okay.
Oh, that of who? Of Santino?
Whether who's worse? No, not Santino. Who's worse, Hernandez to you or Lynch?
Lynch.
Then that Lynch is the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you already decided that?
Oh, are we doing the failed joke again?
What?
Lynch.
It's already been played.
Stephen Lynch, the worst comedian of 2025, season 2.
Yeah. A buzzer beater worst comedian. Wow, barely made. What if we had done that one week later? He would have been in season 3.
Yeah.
Well, looking ahead to season 3, I'm excited to get with you boys next week when we watch the new special from Chicago's own. Well, maybe not Chicago's, but the Lodge's own. Peter Holmes, silly funny boy, silly fun boy, funny boy. Right.
So do we stick a four? How do we do
that? Will begin season three.
Do we? What do we do? Auld Lang Syne or something?
Yeah, you got Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, hold on a second.
He'll cue it up. I prefer the Fogelberg Auld Lang Syne when he talks about meeting an old lover in a record store or in a grocery store. You know,
there's actually
one?
A punk Auld Lang Syne.
Really?
I used to play it at the Chuckle Bowl.
Is that right?
I had three versions of Auld Lang Syne ready to go when I would
Chuckle Vault.
Chuckle Bowl.
This?
That's more of a rock.
This blows.
Version.
Do the Fogelberg. People don't
know. How do you spell
Fogelberg? F O L G E R.
This is punk.
This blows.
Sounds a bit Blink 182, doesn't it?
Yeah. This better not.
This is a live version of Fogelberg?
So many looks like it.
Oh God, this is such a good song. I did this at karaoke a couple winters ago.
But those songs
it bombed.
Are few and far between where you touch a nerve.
What is this?
Yeah, why is there talking?
About a particular incident.
Did you get everyone to do the hand shandy?
What is this?
So it was falling Christmas Eve.
This is an Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, it is. I stood behind her in the frozen boots, and I watched her on the sleeve. 7 years have been a friend to me.
Jeez.
Yeah, only that's a good
you,
one.
Only you would totally destroy the fucking vibe in the room by singing a
we had a
colossal
vibe
piece of shit song.